Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Jason Swigard will be filling in for me this episode as he interviews John McCollum about the upcoming Leshwa Bowl. Here's Jason with John.
Thank you, Preston. And joining us now, he is the president of Primetime Sports, John McCollum. Joining us once again, the annual tradition, the Les Schwab Tires Bowl, getting set to go, the 22nd anniversary of it as the Les Schwab Tires Bowl, but this is the 72nd playing of this all-star football game with the top graduating seniors in the state of Oregon here, a little north-south region from the bigger schools. John, always a pleasure to talk to you at this time of the year. Kids are anxious to move on to their next portions of their lives, especially a lot of these guys going on to play college at whether it's small schools or even D1 schools. So it's always exciting to see them around this time. One more chance to strap on the pads here at the high school level.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Swag. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it's that time of year for those graduated high school seniors that are moving on to play the next level. But before they do it, they get one more shot at, you know, playing against what, you know, kind of is their foes from different leagues or maybe in the state playoffs to showcase their skills out on the football field in June.
And, you know, this event, too, it'll happen. Let's get the details here. We'll hit them again before we're done. But it'll be Saturday, June 15th, 6 p.m. kickoff out at Hillsboro Stadium. You can get tickets now at LesSchwabBowl.com. And you'll also notice when you first log on right now, you guys are doing a special little VIP contest there for a couple of lucky people going out there. Get the full VIP treatment.
Absolutely. You know, again, it's not your normal football game. We do some special things. And this year, one of our things that are very popular is our sponsor, Hospitality Tent. A lot of times you can see it from the other side of the field. It's catered by Chick-fil-A. And, you know, there's beer, there's wine, there's soda, there's water. And now we're going to give the opportunity for someone to actually come out there and participate in the VIP for the entire game. Get to sit on the sideline, you know, have food, drinks, really take it all in.
Well, and it's great over there. We know Dusty, years he was roaming the sidelines, he'd get in and try and start calling plays. So you never know. Coaches will get excited there towards the end, maybe turn to you and get a chance to, you know, run past, something like that. But as we get into this, you know, hard to believe it's been 22 years now since you guys kind of came back in, took this thing over and reinvented it for so long. It was the Shriners game and so many people, and you're seeing third and fourth generation now players playing in this thing. Coaches who played in it originally are now coaching in it. This is quite a tradition here in the state of Oregon.
Yeah, you know, even for the state itself, like you said, it's one of the longest events, running events that Oregon has. Like you said, 72 years. We are on our fourth generation. The scary thing is we've been doing it for 22 years as the Les Schwab Bowl, and now we're starting to see guys who played in it at the beginning from 22 years ago having their kids almost playing it. So it's obviously a long time tradition, and it's still going strong, and we're excited that it's doing what it's doing.
Well, and it's also a benefit too. The reason it was originally started and a tradition that you and Les Schwab have kept going is benefiting the Oregon Athletic Coaches Association General Scholarship Fund. Let everybody maybe know, we hear scholarship fund, but and maybe at the college level we understand what that is, but at the high school level, at the prep level, just where are those scholarships coming from and who are they going to benefit?
Yeah. You know, when we first started this thing about 22 years ago, it was the Oregon Athletic Coaches Association who brought it to us, that really tried to rework the game, take it to another level. It started to fizzle a little bit, but really wanted to bring that excitement back for the coaches coaching in it and the players playing in it. So there's great guys, Marv Heater, Dave Johnson, Rob Younger, Larry Knudsen, all from the Coaches Association that have been involved with it for the last 22 years. So we support their scholarship fund. Truly believe in it. What they do is they give 10 to 15 scholarships to deserving student athletes or anybody, you know, even choir and people in the band have earned it. Just something extracurricular based on, you know, community service that they've done for their school, academics, athletics, anything in a leadership role to deserving kids that are going on to the continue their education in the college level.
Chatting here with John McCallum, president, Primetime Sports. They run the Les Schwab Tires Bowl coming up here on Saturday, June 15th, 6 p.m., Hillsborough Stadium. And that's something, you know, what those scholarships go to, that's something that's also you guys have embraced throughout the week. These seniors, their graduations, commencement ceremonies are happening here in the next week or two. And so these guys are preparing for whatever may be next. And that's something you guys did embrace. And there's a lot of elements during the week. You're out of Pacific University. They're staying in dorms. They got to maybe guys that they've been rivals with over the years. They got to learn how to come together and function as a team, but also some resume building stuff and some interview sorts of things that the guys do all throughout the week to help prepare them, whether or not they're playing big time college football or not.
Yeah. It definitely is more than just a football game on Saturday. Obviously, that's the big crescendo that everyone's come out and see their talents. But starting Monday, we do something with both teams every single day. You know, they'll check in, get all their great Nike gear. The Nike football provides us with that partnership, top-of-the-line stuff. We appreciate their support with that. So they'll get that on Monday. We'll start an evening practice under the lights to kick it off. And then starting Tuesday, you know, both teams will practice twice a day. And then at night we do different things. So like Tuesday they're going to go to movies as a team out there at Forest Grove. Wednesday night we'll do a winging contest at Buffalo Wild Wings, which is always one of the big highlights. gets pretty crazy in there.
Gets a little messy too.
yeah. And, you know, they're eating the hottest of Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, supplies them. And, you know, there might be a few guys puking in the bathroom, some tears shed, but it's definitely a fun time. And then, you know, Thursday they're going to go to Big Al's and have a bowling competition, play games, things like that. And then Friday is kind of our community service day where the teams will go out to St. Mary's Boys Home. It's a great, great program for kids that have been in the foster system for a while. They'll go out there and do workshops with them, you know, do some games, things like that, just interact with it. And it's really great to see because the kids that are at the Boys Home know who these guys are. They follow them through their high school career. So it's great when they show out there in Jersey and they sit down with them and, you know, just talk about life and the difference of what they had to go through versus these guys that are pretty privileged and had good support growing up. So it's very humbling, and it just really, really is a great thing to do. And then we also will probably try to get out to Nike this year with the teams and Express Employment Professionals, who's our presenting sponsor, great supporter of the event, is putting on a workshop with them about job skills. You know, obviously their thing is to put a million people to work, and they'll take them through, hey, what's good resume look like? You know, how do you apply for a job? You know, the online tools, the apps they have, things like that, just to prepare them for the real world. Because at some point, as we all know, your football days are going to be numbered, and you're going to have to go out there and make a living. So we try to give them no skills, you know, through that workshop. And then, as you know, as our great MC over the last many years for our Friday night banquet, you really get a sense for what the week does for all these kids. You know, it's a big banquet with all the players and their parents and, you know, about 350 people in attendance that really listen to the week and what goes on.
Yeah, it's always fun because the parents kind of drop them off. It helps get moms ready, too, for college, because they drop them off on Monday, see you on Friday, and then they find out what's been going on all week, and it's always a lot of fun there at the banquet. Talking here with John McCallum, president of Primetime Sports, as they're getting set to put on the Les Schwab Tires Bowl, presented by Express Employment Professionals. 22nd anniversary of it in its current form. It'll be on June 15th, Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Hillsborough Stadium. Tickets are available at leschwabbowl.com. You know, the one thing about what's gone on with high school football here, maybe in the last decade, two decades now, the quality of players that are coming to play in this game has continued to increase. And I think Reggie made a note, there are now 9 former players from this game currently on NFL rosters. You're going to see good football being played on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's crazy when we started actually sitting down and just kind of looking at it, not to mention the number of guys who played in the game that had a 10-year career in the NFL that are now retired. Obviously, we're going on a long time. But currently, we have actually, I think there's 11, as I was going through yesterday, just checking practice squads, because Eric Dungy is now on Giants practice squad. You know, obviously, they're going through OTAs. Ryan Nall is on Bears. But yeah, we have currently 11 guys that have played within the last probably 6 years in the NFL on rosters and contributing. You know, Kendrick Bourne was the Niners' leading receiver this last year. Guys like Ryan Allen won another Super Bowl ring with the Patriots. Samson Ebukam from David Douglas, obviously probably the one of the greatest NFL games ever seen on Monday Night Football between them and the Chiefs. He had 2 touchdowns returned. So they're not just on rosters, they're actually contributing and making plays.
And that's something that's always fun, especially the format set up more like a college game, as long as the weather cooperates. So everybody's really getting an opportunity out there one last time, and they really do appreciate it. It's a long week for everybody, but also a huge contribution coming from the coaches. Look, they've had a long year of not only coaching football, but whatever role they have in that capacity for their respective schools, whether they're teaching, whether they're in administration or counseling or whatever it may be. But I know the coaches really do appreciate the opportunity to come out here and coach some of the guys that they had most difficult times during the regular season, maybe keeping under control, but they're volunteering essentially for this, and we really do appreciate the time that they put in for the players and making the week what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oregon is very lucky. We have some really, really good coaches within the football programs, and we're lucky, again, to get, you know, 6 to 7 more guys on each squad that are giving up their weeks away from their family. And like you said, a lot of them are teachers or administrators who just finished school, and now they're coming right into this and going football full gear. You know, that's one thing that we really tell them, that, hey, during this week, you're strictly a football coach. You know, connect with the kids. We'll handle all the administrative stuff. We'll deal with all the parents, you know, all the stuff they have to do within a year. So they really like it, because, you know, that coaching as well as playing is obviously a fraternity of guys. So they'll sit down and, you know, talk a lot of X's and O's outside of, you know, just what this game is, but their own programs. You know, fundraising obviously is a huge thing. So I've heard a lot of great ideas just when they sit around at dinner and talk about, hey, this is what I do to fundraise, and sharing those ideas. But it's just great camaraderie. Again, it's a nice little fraternity of coaches that are coming through that are very well versed in what they do and connecting with kids, and we appreciate them greatly.
Yeah, Joe Bushman from Clackamas going to head the North team. Justin Stark from Thurston going to head the South team, and a lot of familiar faces on these staffs. But nice to see a little. We've seen more assistant coaches, some top assistants from programs start to get into the mix as well. And I know that that's something that has been important to the coaches in recent years, maybe to give up-and-coming assistants who are in the mix, maybe one day going to have a head coaching job, to be a part of this All-Star game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was actually brought up by a couple of different head coaches that are involved in it. You know, the funny thing is you get to a high school level, and most head coaches or offensive coordinator, probably about 80% of the time, they might be a defensive coordinator. But when they come to this, when you're an assistant coach, you actually got to coach a position. And they brought it up saying, you know what, I've had a assistant coach that's been with my school for 25-plus years, greatest line coach or a great DB coach. You know, I'd like to give my spot because, you know, a couple of these guys have coached in it multiple different times to their assistant because they really fine-tune that position coaching part of it. And it also gives them that experience that they wouldn't get unless they were a head coach. And it's turned into really, really positive things. You know, guys feel really, really blessed as an assistant coach coming through and getting that notoriety and getting to work with these great, great athletes and kids. You know, as a part of the event.
Chatting here with John McCallum, president, Primetime Sports, as we are looking forward to the 22nd anniversary of the Les Schwab Tires Bowl presented by Express Employment Professionals coming up on June 15th, Saturday, 6 p.m. kickoff out there at Hillsborough Stadium. North versus the South. It's amazing how close this series has been over the years. 34-33-4, the North with a one-game lead. And in recent memory, a lot of close games, a lot of games coming down to the fourth quarter. It's just the way that you would want it when you set up an event like this.
Yeah, there's been so many very, very close games, like you said, some high-scoring games. We've had a couple defensive battles. You know, but it's funny. So in 22 years, we actually have an all-star rule where if you're behind by 16 points or more and you score a touchdown, that you can receive, you know, to give yourself another chance to try to keep the games close. And I think in the 22 years, we've only used that rule once. And the team ended up coming back and winning. You know, so it just shows you how competitive the game is, that it's back and forth. Lots of big plays, big hits. You know, it's amazing that these kids, such good athletes, understand the game so well that in a week they can start practice not knowing each other, become close, good friends, and then Saturday take the field and compete at a very, very high level.
And it's one of the reasons why Les Schwab has really enjoyed being the title sponsor of this for years and years and years now. And it started because most of the Les Schwab dealerships in their own communities, in their own towns, have been huge supporters of youth and high school athletics. And I know anytime you guys really need to go and ask them to step up or do something else or try a new idea, it's why they're on board.
Absolutely. You know, you can't say enough good things about Les Schwab and what they do in each community. You know, they've had a change in leadership over the last years. You know, we've been going so long that actually guys that we first got on board to partner with have retired, and the new generation is coming through, and they've grasped onto the event just as well as, you know, the past generation did, and it's greatly appreciated. You know, obviously all these Les Schwab stores are in every community, just like these players are coming from, so they really love to get behind it and support it. And again, you know, they do so much for communities, and that's why they're so successful, and we learn from them, and, you know, we try to emulate that customer service that they bring every single day to, you know, the kids when they show up, to the coaches, to the parents, to all the fans that come out there. It's going to feel like you're at a Les Schwab store but just watching football.
Well, and if you're interested in coming to the game, also the kids through themselves are selling the tickets through their own school, as well as advertising in the programs, those sorts of things. So it's an opportunity for them through the local community to, you know, you can reach out to the school and find out and help them locally. There's some contests as well for the kids who are able to sell the most tickets, those sorts of things. So again, it feeds all of this money right back into the local communities.
Yep, exactly. You know, you can. The kids are selling tickets. They're selling ads. It's part of their thing as the community service to give back, and obviously that goes to the scholarship funds. You know, for OACA, and it just helps those kids just to be a part and you know have that understanding that no matter what they're doing, playing sports in the school, you can always give back. And again, if you want to come watch the game, the players themselves are the only ones that are. They're selling reserve tickets because they go really fast out there. And if I was going to go out there, I'd hit up whatever kid is playing in my community to get those tickets and support them.
Well, you bet. You know a parent or people in the community, or just call the school and they'll hook you up with the football program and the coach there, and they are more than happy to direct you to them. We'd love to see you out there as well. It was funny you mentioned, as we were talking about the coaches, one of the common themes when they get together and just start chatting up is fundraising. We know budgets are so tight now for the schools to support these programs. Football is amongst the most expensive with all the equipment and all the players and all the time that it takes. A lot of booster programs, and I know that's part of the reason Les Schwab gets involved with this in the local communities. But, you know, just the importance of the communities chipping in, not only you guys doing this event, but the Les Schwab Invitational and some other events. How are things on that end going? Is there still kind of the love and the devotion and the support for these communities to keep these programs going?
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's still strong. It's still going. Still tons of interest. You know, obviously in this football game being, you know, like you said, 72 years in, you know, huge support behind it. Every single community. Our basketball stuff, the Les Schwab Invitational. Obviously, we've had to extend that amount of teams in there from a 16 to doing another 8-team tournament. We could have done another 16 tournament on top of that, just with the amount of teams that wanted to come in and play, knowing that we had this other tournament as well. So it definitely is going strong. And all that does is just help, you know, with the give back. Again, all these events benefit youth in some way, shape, or form. And again, it's just because of Les Schwab and, you know, what they stand for.
Chatting here with John McCallum, president of Primetime Sports. They put on the Les Schwab Tires Bowl, getting ready for the 22nd edition of it, coming up Saturday, June 15th, 6 p.m. All the details are at lesschwabbowl.com. If people want to be involved, I know there are volunteers, and I know a lot of the same people have been volunteering over the years, but is there other mechanisms, ways people can be a little bit more involved than just buying tickets and coming and being spectators?
No, absolutely. We have obviously a lot of stuff going on and a lot of needs to fulfill. But like you said, if you go to LesSchwabBowl.com, look under the contact part, you'll be able to find our email and our phone number. And if you want to get involved, just give us a call or send us an email and we'll figure something out.
And I know also the one thing, your cohort in crime, Reggie Walker, their event director, since he's come on, the social media presence has just gone up exponentially, and we know how important that is to connect with the young guys. But maybe talk about some of the other ways and what you can find, what Reggie's doing, not only with the players, but with sponsors as well, to connect on every level possible to make this event as what it's become.
Yeah, on any social media platform, you really get a true understanding with the background of what goes on. So like we talked about the week and, you know, guys checking in and interactions during practice and things like that. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, we're all on it. Just search Les Schwab Bowl and you'll find our feed. There's a lot of funny things on there and there's a lot of informational stuff on there. But it's great, great to follow. And, you know, the best thing is the kids themselves with their own feed will tag everything, and you really get to see what they're doing and behind the scenes look at what it takes and, you know, the practices and where they're going every single day.
Well, as you look back over 22 years, do you have a fond memory, favorite year? It's hard to pick anything out, but is there anything that has stuck with you over the years now in season 22?
It's really, like I said, there have been so many good games. You know, the first ones that come to my mind is once you get to practice, you really get to see, you know, like we talked about the number of guys in the NFL. It really shows up after day two, day three. You're like, wow, okay, that guy is not just next level, he's next level. You know, whether it's motor or some type of talent. But game-wise, you know, the very first game that we ever did was a last-second touchdown pass to win it. It was actually Justin Wood, who's probably, you know, who knows, could be 40 by now. But, you know, that was a great game. Going back to when Ndamukong Suh just signed with the Buccaneers, nice little another contract for a year. He scored a winning touchdown as a fullback, and it was like a 38-35 game. He scored with 20 seconds left, just plowing his way up the middle. There's been, like I talked about earlier, the great comeback that happened at Hillsborough Stadium. You know, North was down by 28 points at halftime, and they came back and won by 6. High-scoring affair, a lot of deep balls. So every year there's another memory. Then, of course, the biggest thing is you start knowing kids and the characters and stuff like that. It's always fun.
It is always fun. We are looking forward to it. Once again, we hope you can come out and join us. Les Schwab Tires Bowl presented by Express Employment Professionals. 22nd anniversary of it coming up. It'll be Saturday, June 15th, 6 p.m. kick. All the details and information is at LesSchwabBowl.com. John McCallum, president of Primetime Sports. Thanks, as always, for taking some time for us here.
Yeah, thanks, Wag. Greatly appreciate it. And thanks to you guys at Intercom 1080 for supporting everything we do.
That's right. And we'll have the broadcast for it as well, 5:30 p.m. pregame that day. We hope to see you out there. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Wag. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason and John. Metroscope is an Intercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.